Japan's post-war economic miracle seems these days like ancient history. The country is stuck in a prolonged recession with no end in sight. But Japan leads the world in one budding industry, robotics. Japan's robot manufacturers recently showed off the latest in robot technology at the annual Robodex exhibition. From Yokohama, Japan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The exhibits at this year's Robodex ranged from tiny robots the size of a small cat to giant gangly ones the size of a basketball player. But there was one unifying theme. Robots are your friend. Robots are cute. Never mind clanky industrial robots, Japan is convinced that the future lies in personal robots, meticulously designed to look and talk like we do. Hugo Elias is design engineer with the Shadow Robot Company from Britain, the only foreign manufacturer at this year's Robodex.
They're certainly aiming to get robots into the house, I think, and make people feel happy with them. I certainly feel happy around those robots. They look very friendly, whereas big industrial robots look very scary.
There's nothing scary about Robo-V, who looks something like the robot from the Lost in Space TV series. Everything about Robo-V is designed to be non-threatening. His friendly, high-pitched voice, his friendly 300-word vocabulary, and his big, friendly eyes, actually two video cameras mounted in his head. Robo-V's trainer, Noriko, is all smiles and giggles as she conducts a conversation with him.
He talks to me, and sometimes I talk to him, and so relationship is very, very important.
That relationship between human and robot is a recurring theme at Robodex. Japan envisions a $22 billion market for personal robots by the end of the decade. One reason is that the country's population is aging rapidly, while its workforce is shrinking. Somebody, or rather something, will need to care for all of those elderly people. One robot called Paro, which looks like a furry white seal, is already in use at a few senior citizen centers in Japan. Takanori Shibata, Paro's designer, says the robot gives patients all of the therapeutic benefits of holding a furry pet without any of the drawbacks.
Some people have a problem of allergy, and also some people are afraid of bite or so infection. Therefore, this kind of robot has a great potential. We call it the robot therapy.
Yeah. Robot therapy.
Yes.
Not all of the robots displayed here are cute and furry. Sanyo has teamed up with a company called Temzuk to produce a prototype guard robot. It looks like a cross between an aardvark and a Doberman pincher. Equipped with motion detectors, flame sensors, and video cameras, it's designed to protect home or office. Company official Shin Furukawa explains that you can operate the robot remotely by sending it messages through your mobile phone.
We use mobile phones instead of internet because A, it's real time, B, it's secure. We don't want your robot to be taken over by somebody who has bad intentions for you.
It won't actually attack anyone, will it?
We don't want to produce a weapon, and no, you can't. It won't.
Other robots on display range from the practical, a robot that clears landmines, to the frivolous, such as this robot that plays the saxophone. Well, sort of plays the saxophone. But the star of this year's Robodex was Asimo, the brainchild of Japanese car maker Honda. Standing about 4 feet tall, Asimo looks like a child wearing a spacesuit. He can walk up and down stairs, navigate a ramp, and carry small objects. While Asimo enthralled the crowd with his eerily human-like movements, a video depicted his recent achievements. Last year, Asimo became the first and only robot to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. But that is only the beginning. Here is Asimo serving tea, here he is cooking, and here he is doing some shopping. Honda, which has invested tens of millions of dollars in Asimo, says it won't be long before robots are a part of everyday life. But are people really ready to accept robots into their homes? Reaction from those attending the RoboDex exhibition was mixed. Toshiko Sakaue and Junko Takahashi are both Japanese journalists.
First, it was cute. It's good design. I love that. And it's amazing that it can walk with two foot, just like a human. And it's the movement is so natural, you know.
Well, he was cute, but it was kind of scary to me because it was, in a way, it was too real.
That's a common concern, but most analysts say if household robots are going to catch on anywhere, it's likely to be here in Japan. The Japanese invented what some consider to be the original robot, movable Karakuri dolls that date back more than 300 years. These days, most Japanese have positive feelings about robots, having grown up with Astro Boy, a hugely popular show about a friendly animated robot. Astro Boy's theme music still warms people's hearts, says Tatsuya Matsui, one of Japan's leading robot designers.
The Astro Boy has a story, it's a really deep and a very happy story. And they believe that in the future we have with life with a robot is a very, very happy thing.
The science fiction utopia where obedient robots efficiently and cheerfully do all of our dirty work is a bit closer to becoming reality, but it's still years, probably decades away. Most of the robots on display at this year's RoboDex are prototypes. Very few are yet for sale. Robot designer Hugo Elias says robots may move more fluidly and interact with their environment more naturally than ever before, but they still lack one basic trait. Judgment.
Just imagine you said to your robot, cook the kid, okay? It's got to know that you shouldn't cook the kid. It's got to know so much knowledge and be able to connect the knowledge together and understand. It's just, it's beyond what I can explain properly.
Without major advances in artificial intelligence, says Elias, Japan's personal robots will remain cute and friendly, but not particularly practical. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Yokohama, Japan. Bye, bye.